What else? Well, obviously, the kids were really great. I liked Prim. He didn't do much in the book, but I thought, you know, Prim is sort of like Senna. I realize her importance for the rest of the characters, and it makes me sad for the rest of the characters when Prim dies. I didn't really care about Prim on her own, you know? Like, I wasn't crying for her when she died. I was sad because I knew it would hurt Katniss and, you know, Peeta and everybody. But Willow Shields did a good job. Like, she was Prim in my head. And she was sweet and soft and everything that Prim is supposed to be, so that was fine. As far as the tributes go, well, there's, of course, Rue. It's funny because when I went the second time, but you know, I'm not a sappy person. Like, I don't cry in movies. I rarely cry, even with books. I'm just not a crier. And the first time around, when it came to Rue, I really did feel that it was sort of, you know, like we didn't have enough time, maybe, to come to feel for her that much. I mean, it's just, I don't blame the movie. For me, it was the same in the book. Like, I didn't really grow to care that much about Rue. I cared for her in the sense, again, that it would hurt Katniss when she died. But, you know, Rue was okay. I liked her. She was a cute girl. And she shouldn't have died that horrible, horrible death. She was so young and stuff, and, you know, it's the tragedy of the Hunger Games, just in detail. But I didn't cry when Rue died in the book, and I didn't cry when Rue died in the movie. I think it was too quick for me to like develop the bond with Rue as a character. But then the second time I went, my brother's girlfriend asked me, like, right before the movie started, she asked me, tell me what the Rue thing is like. Like, am I going to cry? Is it, like, really horrible and heart-wrenching? And I had to be honest with her. I just told her, you know, it didn't bother me, but maybe I'm just insensitive, because I know I am. So maybe you shouldn't be asking me about this, because my friend, the one I went with the first time around, she cried. So I thought, well, you know, maybe it's just me. It wouldn't be the first time that everybody's crying, and I'm not. It's like flashback to the Passion of the Christ. but you know, I just it's weird for me to be sentimental in scenes like that, especially since I knew it was coming, because there's this part where, you know, after she gets speared, and they just show her pulling off the spear, pulling it out, and that was really gruesome for me. It's like I cringed. I'm like, why would you have her do that, you know? That I didn't need to see that. So that part really affected me. But the death itself, I think I just sat there going, you know, why can't she speak if she has a giant hole in her gut? And I know I'm a horrible person. I'm horrible, 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 but this always happens this way. Like, I find myself in movies sitting there and just looking at something that I know cannot happen in real life, and I can't enjoy the scene anymore because it's just stuck in my head that this can't happen. So when Rue started speaking to Katniss, that was just my one thought in my head. Now, that's not to say it wasn't incredibly acted. Like, it was amazing. Like, that girl, I loved how Gary Ross just zoomed into her face. Like, we couldn't see her body while she was speaking to Katniss. And you know, Amanda Steinberg is, like, the most adorable creature on this earth. And it was sad. It was really sad to see her, like, straight in her face when she was telling Katniss that she had to win. When she asked her to sing, that was really sad. But it didn't hit me all that much. Of course, that's just me. My cousins, like my brother's girlfriend didn't cry. She told me she wasn't much of a crier either. But all my cousins were crying. And I mean like crying, like sobbing in the theater. And which is fun because one of them, the youngest one, the 17-year-old, apparently knew something. She hadn't read the book, but she knew something about what was coming. So she asked me like, so is this the part where Rue dies? And I'm like, just watch. And even her, knowing that it was coming, she was like sobbing. Like all three of them were sobbing. So I figured, you know, maybe it's just me. And that's fine. I thought that the scene was incredibly well acted. Not only for Amanda, but also for Jennifer Lawrence. It's like when she bows down and tells her she's so sorry. Good God. Like, if I had been any other person, my heart would have broken right there. But it was so good. And you know, the part where she throws stuff around and starts screaming. And then she goes and picks up the flowers. I thought it was really poignant. I thought that scene was great. Her the look of shock in her face when she realizes that Rue had a spear through her torso was amazing. So, I thought it was a great scene. I thought Amanda did a great job as Rue. Like, I say I didn't connect with her because I didn't get hit that hard by the death scene, but I actually think I connected more with Rue in the movie than I did in the book. Because, you know, the moment, and I am such a fangirl, I know this, but the moment she asks Katniss about Peeta, I was like, yeah, there's my shipper on board. I love her. She just said everything that we're thinking of right now. She just asked. I loved it. Like, her little, the way she sort of smiled, like, hint, hint, is it real? You know? Like, are you serious? Like, teasing Katniss. I thought that was adorable. I loved her in that moment, like, so much, you know? I thought that was really, really cute. So, yeah, I did feel more for Rue in the movie than I did in the book. And, you know, a lot of the reviewers, the critics, were complaining that everything happened so fast that they didn't really get a feel of why Rue was suddenly so important to Katniss. And, I have to disagree with that, because everything happened so fast, I thought they added the right things to make us realize that in a very short amount of time, Rue became very important to Katniss because she reminded her of a friend. Of course, I read the book and I knew this, but, you know, my cousin, the one that knew nothing about the books, she, in that scene where she's, but where they're sleeping, you know, after they eat, and they're sleeping, and Rue is sort of just sleeping on top, like, on Katniss's side, she turned to me and went, well, that's kind of what she did with her sister, right? You know, help her sleep. And then during the death scene, when Rue asks Katniss to sing, and she sings the lullaby she sung to Prim at the beginning of the movie, my cousin is like, so that's why, you know, that's why this hit her so hard, because she reminds her of her sister, right? And I'm like, you got it. You know, it was totally clear for her that Rue was sort of a symbol of everything Katniss was trying to protect when she volunteered for the games. So I personally feel if anyone went into the theater and didn't get that, then they're really dense, because they did everything they had to do. They added all the little details they had to add in order for us to know, even without telling us, that Rue reminded Katniss of Prim. So I don't know why anyone would say that it didn't make sense to them. Yeah, I thought it was really, really clear, and my cousins and my friends who didn't watch the movie actually got it right straight away. So I have to disagree with that one. So Yeah, it was really sweet. I think Amanda did a great job. They couldn't have picked a better room. Now, out of all the other tributes, I think the one I like the most. You know, my favorite tribute apart from Peeta and Katniss is pretty much Kato, because he's a psycho, but he's an awesome psycho. Like, I love Kato, and you know, for some reason I'm District 2 to the death. Like, that's my district, and I have all the district pride. But I really like Kato, and I was expecting to like Alexander Ludwig as Kato, and he was okay. I like that that at the end they sort of gave him the big "we finally get it" scene. I thought he was, I mean, it was, I liked that he actually screamed at the game makers, like, "Is this what you wanted me to do? Is this what you wanted?" I thought that was amazing, because it reminded me of Joanna Mason, and I thought, great, that's great, because this is the whole point of this movie, of this book, that people, even those you think are more vicious, realize that the Hunger Games is wrong. And it took him a while, but he realized that, and I liked that they had him say it. Of course, my first thought was, you know, his family's probably gonna be dead soon. Because that's what the capital does. If someone just tries to show them off, they kill them. So I kind of felt for his family there, but I like that they have him finally realize the wrongness of everything. But even though Kato is my favorite tribute, like, from the books, I think the one I liked the most this time around was Isabel Furman as Clove. That was whack! Oh my god, this it's hilarious, because this girl can play psychos so well, so incredibly well, yet she's like the sweetest person in real life. So I thought that was great. I loved, you know, when she's talking to Katniss at the cornucopia. It actually surprised me, because those types of scenes actually usually bother me. Because I'm like, have you never read the Evil Overlord list? You know, you don't talk to your victims, you just kill them. And Clove should know better than that, you know? But in the movie it worked, because it was just so creepy. Like, she was so psycho, the way she would look at her. With this kind of glazed over, "I'm going to kill you now, but I'm gonna enjoy while I do it, sort of look. And I thought that was amazing. And I liked little details about her, like when she was throwing knives at the, was it a salamander kind of thing? She was just throwing knives at her, because, like, "I'm bored, I'm gonna kill stuff." I thought that was great. And the fact that she slipped holding onto a knife, which I thought was awesome, because all the tributes sort of sprawled under the tree, that before the Tracker Jackers, they just sprawled around, and I'm like, well, shouldn't they be keeping watch, you know? What if someone else walks up to them and kills them? And all of them were, like, on their own, like, they weren't even bothered, but Clove had her grip on her knife, and you just knew that she's like Katniss, like, the slightest movement, she would wake up and start slashing around. And I thought it was very clever of her. So I like that little detail, and I think Isabel did an amazing job as Clove. I thought she was great. The rest of the cast, I mean, they were all on point. Thresh, Glimmer, Marvel. I thought they were all really good, and it's a pity that we won't get to see them again, but you know, it makes me excited for the casting for Catching Fire. So, yeah, basically, I think the entire cast was on point. So, good job, Garrett Ross.